Batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Ready to move out.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. As the clown Prince of Crime says, that number one star at the box office says, here we go! We're back on the air after a one-week hiatus, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paragon Radio, and I am your host, Pokemon. Now, on the Everlasting server, a former Virtuite. Aha. And along with me is one-third of the leadership team, Paragon Dawn. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's Mad Viking.
Tonight on Classical Music Theater, we will be playing The Marriage of Figaro in A minor.
No, that was last week. But I would like to say, happy belated Halloween. Happy Dia de los Muertos. For it is the Day of the Dead Festival. Mwahaha! Mwahaha! Mwahaha!
Well, there you go.
Still till November 2nd. Yes, yes, yes. Halloween. We go from Halloween to the Day of the Dead.
And very soon, we may as well get it out right now and say it at the end as well.
Okay.
Remember, Sunday, 2 a.m., fall back to clock.
Yes. Even though some states don't even follow this daylight savings garbage. And I would like to say this. The other night, I was having dinner with the family. My stepbrother goes, did you hear about this trick-or-treat day they're trying to pass? And I looked at him and said, yes, it's called Halloween. He goes, no. There's a group of people in the states that want to make, you can Google, this is for real, they want to officially pass this law that it the last Saturday of October is called Trick or Treat Day, where even though October 31st is Halloween, but they want to make it where the last Saturday in October, kids could go get dressed up and they go around for candy instead. I was like, well, that's bullshit. Like, no, screw that shit. October 31st, it's either no. In other words, instead of going trick-or-treating on Halloween, right, they go out on the 27th. It would have been 27th this year. But on, like, the last Saturday, I'm like, no, screw that shit. You go out on whenever the 31st is, that's when you go. Okay? That's like what? Instead of on Christmas, December 25th, whatever Saturday it is, that's going to be gift opening day in December. Come on. Bullshit.
Somewhere Mordecai is going like, well, if they get the candy on the Saturday, that leaves more sacrifices on Halloween.
Yeah, right? Bullshit. Bullshit. And I looked it up, and I think they had a petition going around, petition.org last year. 18,000 people signed this thing. And I'm like, well, thank God no one showed up Saturday. I would have looked at these people. They got three heads. Like, you know, Halloween is Thursday, right? The first group we had this yesterday, they were passing this baby around. Can I have candy for the baby? I went like this. After the second one, hold on. I gave her double candy for this baby. And the mother was like, no, I'm getting for the baby. She was like, hold on. Luckily, I had rings. I showed them. Okay. Look, two people already got for the baby. Enough of this shit. Get out of here. You people are full of crap. Get out. But they're like, but I was like, but nothing. I was like, fine, then give me the candy back. I'm like, oh, that's not fair. I'm like, not fair. Two of you people got double candy. I already gave for the baby. This baby's got more candy than the whole group of you already.
And you did not get TP'd?
No, no, they weren't. They knew it.
Remember, it was like me and you, we grew, you know, it was like in the old days, you know, even if we tried to scam like that, it was like, oh, yeah, trick time.
Okay, here we go. Okay, sadly, it's from Fox News, but here we go. So Halloween-like holiday, National Trick-or-Treat Day sparks debate about proposed new dates. All right, here we go. All right, so you might want to pick up that Halloween candy sooner rather than later, in case any neighborhood kids show up early. A change.org petition pushing for Halloween's date to be changed from October 31st to the last Saturday in October has changed its tactics, as the group behind the movement is now trying to anoint the final Saturday of the month as National Trick-or-Treat Day. In October 2018, a change.org petition organized by the Halloween and Costume Association, HCA, oh my God, made national headlines amid its quest to officially move Halloween's signature festivities, most notably trick-or-treating, to the last Saturday of October each year. As a Friday morning, I got the signatures all screwed up. As a Friday morning, the has racked up over 151,000 online signatures to date, shattering last year's original goal of 7,500 signees. The Saturday celebration plea preached safer, longer, stress-free festivities, citing statistics reportedly showing how trick-or-treating at night may be more dangerous than an earlier-in-the-day observance on the weekend. The HCA claims there are 3,800 Halloween-related injuries each year, and 82% of parents don't use high-visibility aids like reflective tape or, it says gloss, G-L-O-S, but I think they meant glow, G-L-O-W sticks, on their children's. Most kids don't carry flashlights while out on Halloween night, the group claims, while 65% of parents don't discuss Halloween safety with their children. Additionally, 12% of children age 5 and younger reportedly go trick-or-treating without adult supervision, according to their data. 51% of millennials polled, too, said that Halloween was their favorite holiday, said the HCA, asking why people would want to cram it into two rushed evening weekday hours when it deserves a full day. In its latest statement, the HCA acknowledged that though they have not yet been able to formally change the date of Halloween, they've launched a new initiative called National Trick-or-Treat Day in partnership with the National Day Calendar, Party City, and other brands. We've listened to all of your feedback since the petition started in 2018 and view this as an opportunity to truly honor what Halloween is, a celebration of self-expression and unity. While we still believe in a celebration of self-expression and unity, I don't know. I think they're losing what the Halloween's all about. While we still believe an end of October Saturday observance will promote safety and increase the fun, this year we will be launching a national initiative designed to enhance the Halloween that we all know and love. An update to the petition reads, National Trick-or-Treat Day will take place annually on the last Saturday of October, so families across the country can participate in community parades, throw neighborhood parties, and opt for daytime trick-or-treating, the HCA went on. We will launch the hashtag All-Oween campaign designed to support the all-day celebration of National Trick-or-Treat Day and the time-honored traditions of Halloween on October 31st. With your support, we will create a safer, longer, bigger celebration for all by making National Trick-or-Treat Day official. The HCA reportedly updated its petition to include news of the inaugural National Trick-or-Treat Day on October 23rd, only a few days before the date of the event, according to Romper. I'm going to stop right there. Well, guess what? Next year's a leap year. So guess when Halloween actually is?
Saturday.
Yes, so it doesn't matter next year. Many who signed the petition felt that National Trick-or-Treat Day would make the spookiest day of the year much safer and more fun for people of all ages. But critics on social media appear more skeptical of the pitch. Hashtag National Trick-or-Treat Day, a.k.a. Halloween, has obnoxiously been made official, and it can kiss my A-dash-dash, one Twitter user said. You want free candy? Show up on 10/31 Halloween. If you come knocking on the last Saturday of October, I won't answer. But if I do, you'll get a grape tomato. Halloween Daily News, replying to at Snickers. We already have National Trick-or-Treat Day. It's called hashtag Halloween, and it's on October 31st. Hey, at Snickers, how about you help us make 10/31 a federal holiday instead of supporting this date change nonsense? None of us that truly love Halloween want this. We already have national hashtag National Trick-or-Treat Day. It's called Halloween. It's October 31st. Another read. Hey, Snickers, how about you help us make 10/31 a federal holiday? I've been saying that for years. Instead of supporting this date change nonsense. None of us that truly love Halloween want this. They added, referencing how the candy bar brand previously voiced support for shifting the holiday's date. Okay, now this one, Whip Kitten Amanda, holy shit, at Party City. It's a lie to say it's a hashtag safer Halloween. Saturday is the most dangerous day of the week for roadways and higher risk of hashtag drunk drivers with adults out celebrating too. Hashtag Halloween and National Trick-or-Treat Day should just be called Bigger Profit Day. Hashtag Silver Shamrock.
Okay.
Wait. I have my opinion about Saturday, and I'll get to that when I'm done reading this article. I'm just being being neutral now while I'm reading the article. At Party City, it's a lie to say it's a safer Halloween. Saturday is the most dangerous day of the week for roadways and drunk drivers. Okay. The representatives for the HCA and Party City were not immediately available to offer further comment on National Trick or Treat Day. According to the History Channel, All Hallows Eve has been celebrated on October 31st for thousands of years, originating with the Celtic celebration of Samhain to honor the boundary between the living and the dead. Okay, now, here's the thing. When I was a kid, we always had a parent with us. This thing that five-year-olds go out on their own is rubbish. I have never seen a little kid come to my door without a parent supervision.
Or okay? At least a teenager.
Yeah, I have never. That is rubbish, that thing they're saying. That is bullshit. I want to see their numbers that they're saying this. That is ridiculous.
I mean, and I remember trick-or-treating when I was 5 years old, and, you know, I had this thing called older brothers.
Yeah. At that age, you are not going out on your own. When I was in college, I got home on Halloween. They asked me to come home a little bit early. I got home by, I think I was home by 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I was home, and everybody waited for me, and we went trick-or-treating. And guess what? I took them out till 8. We went trick-or-treating till about 8:30. We were out till about 8:30, 9 o'clock. But I took them out trick-or-treating for 5 hours. We all went out. And everybody gave me a couple bars of candy to give me a little something-something for taking them out. I got something. You know, they gave me something. They hooked me up. I was like, whatever. You know, they put a little grass. You know, I was in the bathroom or I was taking a shower when I came out. That was nice to my brothers and sisters. They got it like a Ziploc bag, and they gave me something. I was like, oh, that's nice. They gave me a little something for taking them out. You know, so I had something.
It's like, but I grew up in Brooklyn, and, yeah. You know, we ran around the whole block and, you know, maybe went to the second one, and then we had to worry about the kids that were on that block because it's like, okay, competition here. Move it. We got to get it now. But it's always had a call.
I mean,
as in
safer.
a candy hall.
Okay, and I want to say this. I remember the last time it was on a Saturday. The same thing. We didn't get anybody in the afternoon because the schools were having their own parties. They had afternoon parties at the high school and the elementary schools and people having parties. Again, like yesterday, I had trick-or-treaters from 4:30 to 6:30. And pretty much the same thing. I did not see trick-or-treaters here all day on the weekend. So I don't know what they're talking about. And what pissed me off was I decorated the front yard. I had the whole front yard decorated. I didn't see everybody here. I'm sitting there like this. Wow. I am so glad I decorated. I really am. I figured this is what we thought. The same thing they're saying. I figured, okay, the weekend, it's a Saturday. They're going to start coming around about noon. I was out there that day by 10 a.m. putting the last – we had animatronics I had to put out there and fog machines and stuff. I am getting stuff out there at 9 a.m. I'm not kidding. 9 a.m., I had a costume. I'm getting dressed. I'm throwing stuff out there at the last second. My stepbrother didn't wake up till about 10. He goes, what are you doing? I was like, it's Saturday. They're going to be coming around any second. I'm sitting there. I'm like, it's 1 o'clock. Where the F are these kids? 2 o'clock. I'm going to tell these little guys to show up. 3 o'clock. I see kids walking down the street. They're not even stopping. I'm like, what the F? Why aren't they stopping at this house? I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're just walking past. Then I hear, oh, they're going up one side of the street at a time. They're not even going back and forth. They're going up the one side of the street, the block, and then they went all the way up, and then they were going to come back the other way. I'm like, are you kidding me? So finally, it started to get dark. I put the fog machines on and the lights. That's when everybody came over, about 5 o'clock. So from 5 to 8:30, that's when we got swamped. Now remember, I've been out there about 9-ish in the morning. I'm like, gee, I've been out here for 8 hours already, and now they're coming around. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they used to talk about, you know, the 2 hours. I learned, yeah, this is the time when if you want a good size amount of trick or treat stuff, yeah, hit those 2 hours. Why?
Yeah.
Like I said, that bowl is full. You know it is full.
I'll
go
tell you
in.
What, the other 8, day.
8:30, 9 o'clock? I'm out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You got to go prime time. You don't want to go late. Matter of fact, ready for this one? I had 4 bags of candy. We went through 2 of them, and we still had a couple of handfuls left. We still have a little bit left. I returned 2 of the bags today and got my money back for 2 of the bags.
Oh, now you see, Rain's going to be angry at you because I did say all candy that was not given out on Halloween has to be given to Rain.
Oh, well, I'm short for cash, so I need the money for gas. I need the gas money, so sorry. I need the gas money. Sorry.
But
where is she?
Where
is everybody tonight? Where the hell is it? What is this? Oh, I hold on. I would say Halloween hangover. It's 9:23 at night. Okay, they've had 24 hours to recover from Halloween. All right, don't give me this bullshit. I could simply do the show 9:23 in the morning.
Though there are 3 viewers in the chat. I see them.
They're in the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even looking in the chat. Okay.
Oh, you see, was thinking of the people. I saw the 3 viewers. Hi, 3 viewers. How you doing?
2 of them are us.
Well, there's a third. Someone else is listening. But, you know, this has happened before. No, no, two speakers, that's me and you. And three viewers, you know, those are people that have not signed on, so they can talk live in chat.
Okay.
Now, if they want to call in, how can they do that so they can be recognized?
They can call in at the following number. Area code. Well, no, they could just call in at this number. 714-583-6908. Again, that number, 714-583-6908. And again, this station is a trick-or-treat day free station. If you want a trick-or-treat day, it's called Halloween.
If you're going to do a trick on the phone, that means we get to judge your trick.
Yes.
And you're talking to two pranksters from New York. Good luck.
Yeah.
But anyway, now my opinion on this one. When these people went trick-or-treating, did they hit the houses with the peace sign and they had the special brownies put into the bag?
they're millennials, all right? They don't – I don't know what they're talking about. What? You know, I don't get it.
I don't know about millennials. All I know is that special brownie must have got dropped. Because, like I said –
Hang on.
You know,
Wait. Hang on. I'll share the – Hang on, I'll share the article. I'll put it. I'll give it to you directly. I should have done that.
But anyway,
They're talking about millennials and bullshit. And I'm just like, what are these people? Remember, it's from Fox News. Just remember that.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know what is on this one? Two factors. One, like I said, that mid-afternoon, if you want the candy fresh, you know the
bowls are full. You broke up there. What?
Full.
Wait. You broke up there. One.
Am I back? One. If you want to know for a guaranteed fact that bowl is full of candy,
Yeah.
It's like you wear the costume to school, and once you get home, drop off the books. See ya. Okay. Gather with the friends. Who's got the adult or the teenager? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Walk around. Boom. You're ready to go. That's how I did it when I was a kid in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Brooklyn, New York. So if anyone wants to go, these are dangerous
places.
Same thing
here on the island.
So, you know, anyone that goes here, but what about
the
city violence?
Same thing here.
We knew, you know, yes, we knew we lived at a park. You know what happens at night at the park? Some of the gangs are over there. So what did we do? Get it all out right there, right now. And we came back, big haul. And the only thing my parents had to worry about was the sugar rush.
Yeah.
And two, I also was in the hospitality business, i.e. the bar business. Saturday? Where every bar's having a Halloween theme situation, and then we'll have another one on the day. And
you got
drunk people driving on the roads.
Yeah.
And we're not talking, night.
Well, right. Not just during the night, during the day. Exactly.
So, you know, it's like, I see on both sides, this is just wrong. At least, you know, on Halloween, lack of a better way of saying it, 5 out of 7 days, it's a work day. They haven't even gotten out of work yet to start partying.
New.
So,
I mean,
whoever thought this up.
Well, you know what? We're going to put it to the test next Halloween, this coming Halloween, because it's a Saturday. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to see any kids till about the same time. I'm not going to see any kids till at least 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and then that's another thing. You forget there's one other factor that these guys did not consider. TV. When's all the good cartoons on Halloween?
Yeah. Well, you know what? This year there weren't a lot of good things on TV set on Halloween. They're real. You know what I wound up watching this year that got me into the pumpkin carving? On the Food Network. I never watched it before. The Halloween Baking Challenge and all that shit. And I saw these guys carving pumpkins. And I got so impressed by it. I was like, I want to do that. Seriously.
You're telling me Charlie Brown did not come around?
It was on when The Walking Dead was on this year. And it wasn't even advertised. It was just on the 20th. You know what? It was on the 27th.
So Charlie Brown versus The Walking Dead.
It was on the 27th. It was on Sunday. I think it was on the Sunday, and I was looking for it. I'm like, when is the Great Pumpkin? They didn't even really advertise it.
I just now have this image, because he said Charlie Brown and The Walking Dead. Lucy, I promise I won't pull it away. This time I'm going to kick that ball. And then you see Lucy holding the ball, and then zombie attacks Lucy. Charlie shoots the zombie, go, finally, revenge.
Well, didn't you ever see Robot Chicken with the Great
Yeah,
Pumpkin?
I saw that, yep. But the fact that you paired The Walking Dead with Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, well, people have been waiting for it. Well, these three people have been waiting for it. You have in possession the City of Titans avatar builder.
Oh, yeah.
Or character creator.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes, for those people who don't know, we did an impromptu show Monday night. So for our regular listeners who didn't know about it, because we really didn't even advertise it, I don't think. Somebody who was supposed to advertise it didn't, but that's all right. We were busy last week. So now I will give my full review, because I actually got to do or attempt to create a woman, a female, because that's the one thing I didn't get to do the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not to mention all the videos that's on YouTube are men.
Yeah. Yes. So now I could say I could you know, give my review. All right. Mm-hmm. So first logging on, it does take once you've got it set up, it does take a while for it to go from the time you click on it to it loads up. Even after you have it set up, it took a while tonight. I'm like, come on, man. Let's go. And you send it going, doo, 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 doo. You're playing the Jeopardy song in your head a few times. I'm like, come on. Nothing else is on. I have nothing else going on my computer right now. Nothing. Let's go. Let's do this. And after that, you finally get there. And it's like, finally, oh, my God, what took so long? So tonight, I want to make a female character. Okay. So you click the button to change the sex to a woman. And she's bald.
All right, Sinead O'Connor.
Yes, well, they all start that way generically. And as I said for the guys, you know, they don't have a lot of parts yet because it's still in the alpha 1.0.0.0 whoa, no stage. As in, even if the category, even some of the categories they have there have nothing in them, have no choices yet. So they're still working on them. So, you know, we were talking about this the last time. You have the body sliders. And one we noticed right away from the last time, you can adjust the booty. Booty, 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 booty. So I said, let me adjust the booty. You can go from flat to, whoa, mama, what happened? What do we have here? I guess
so
I want to go from,
so flat to down.
I was going to do the Shortica scale. From flat to, wow, each of her cheeks is the size of two Shorticas. Or two Shortici. So, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. The chest area for the female is kind of weird shaped. It's like because you have chest bulk and then chest size. You know, so I didn't know what was going on there. Like, are they talking about the musculature of the chest or the size of the boobies? You know? Mm-hmm. So I was trying to play around with that to see what was going on. I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. You know, it looked like weird-shaped boobies. Just like, well, it was just weird. It was like you didn't get them. You know how in City of Heroes we joked around like, oh, those are like 48 quintuplet E's, you know, or something like that. You know what I mean?
No. We've had a few of our women gauge the sizes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. If you're going to talk that, you need the women to jump in on this one because us guys, you know, we just don't know because we don't have. Simple.
Okay. Well, right. But what I'm saying is if you look at the shape of the really biggest size breasts in COAH and CO, they just didn't seem shaped like that. Like they were huge, but it wasn't like shaped like that. It was just, it's hard to explain the shape. It's like barrel shaped with boobies attached.
Well, according
or,
to Galena,
like
she let me know.
Guys in drag.
She, yeah. Now, Galena from the City of Heroes Paragon Dawn group gave me the listing here.
Yes.
City of Heroes, largest size, comparison, double D. You can get triple D if you shrink the waist.
Okay.
On Champions, G.
Really?
Yes.
Well, G whiz. Golly.
And before you say this is a female, a mother of two, and she's very, she actually gets anal when it comes to the character build. Like, I'm going like, okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And Rain, of course, put in her two cents on it, pretty much in the same genre.
Okay.
Just not elegant.
Right. So I'd say the booty builder, Yeah, the booty size, realistic. The chest or the booby slider, not so much. So like we were saying, men in drag with that.
Okay.
With that, so well, but like I said, there's it's alpha point 1.0.0.0.0.0.0. They're
okay.
Still working on it. So
and now
and
I also
out, let's see what happens. Well,
now
ahead,
on
yes.
The men's side on the videos, they show them, you know, from muscular to super muscular to just downright fat.
Yes.
Same with the women.
Yes, you can do that. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. I would think that if you played with it enough, you could probably make them look pregnant.
And now Rain's going, I'm not touching that game.
So, there you go.
But it still needs work. I heard there was a lot of clipping issues.
Oh, yes, yes. Clipping. And I noticed with the hairstyles, like, all the hair is black, color black. And if you want to change it, it doesn't change all the way. Like, the long hairstyle, I wanted to change to blonde for, like, Pogo Man, who has blonde hair. It only changed, like, half the hair color. So it was, like, patched. It was, like, this section of hair was blonde, and that section of hair was black. And that section of hair is blonde, and that section of hair is black. I'm like, what the hell is this?
And we lost listeners. Damn.
What?
We lost listeners.
How? I know. We lost we lost somebody in the chat. I saw that. We lost two speakers. We lost speakers in the chat. What the hell?
Let's make sure we're not back to classical music. Might be nice to check. Okay, we know we're not in classical music. That's the good news.
Okay. The bad news?
I just clicked the wrong button and went into the wrong zone.
So that is the update on the Avatar build. You know, it's a work in progress. They're doing what they're doing. You know, it's got some
If you go, like, one of these guys concentrating on the women's side, because, one, we talked about the men's side on Dawn Radio.
The other night,
and,
Monday night, we did
every
it.
Other video on YouTube is talking about the men's side, but no one has done the women's side. And, yes, believe it or not, it's a tough thing to say, but there's actually women gamers who would actually like to know some of this stuff. In fact, the ones that were asking us to do it were women.
Are women. What? We have women we have women players in our group? Surely you jest.
I do not. Don't call me Shirley.
Okay.
But, you know, and women, you know, as much as, yes, we all know there's guys that's going to be, you know, why did you make a woman character? Because if I'm going to stare at a butt, it better be a good looking butt.
And somewhere,
but there are actually
sense,
women who want to have their tunes, you know,
super high.
Womanly.
And they want to look like a, they want to look like a brick house.
Or, no, no, well, no, we have done. Various people. We know that. I mean, yeah. If you compare like Soft Lips to Satin Angel to Rain to Galena, yeah, different in everyone, each one of them.
Yeah, right. Different body types for different types of people.
Mm-hmm. So before you go, we're not two pervs. We are going like, yes, we actually had women ask us about this.
That's right. The women folk asked us, not the men folk.
The men folk, we already know what's on their mind.
although one of the members is a deranged teddy bear asking about the booties. but we won't get into that right now.
All right, so he's basically, you're leaving it as work in progress.
Right, work in progress, Alpha 1.0. Whoa, repeating. You know, waiting for the next update.
And to City of Titans, we will give out the idea. You must have some women working within your group, or if you actually have an office, I suggest you, as pervy as it sounds, but under the circumstances and the much comments that I see in the forums, and they keep saying the words man and drag, you might want to study the female form. There are some variations, skeletal, muscular.
Ah, well.
And then, once again, this is from comments of women.
Yes. You know, you can't please them all right away. If they did, it wouldn't be alpha. It would be beta.
All right. So, with that, let's check the rest of the games and see if they are updates of other situations.
Yes. Well, since we weren't on last week, we do have two updates from Heroes and Villains. We have update number 359. We'll start with that one. Okay. They have something different. I guess what seemed forever from them, they were talking about their solo missions. We have something different from them this week. Last week, rather. Okay, so this week, we've been continuing with the design work for NPC allies. with the focus still on their use. Nope, they got me. With their focus still on their use in solo-only missions.
Damn it!
And how to make their AI genuinely useful for the play. The AI for NPC allies in many games is very frequently substandard, with a very limited set of behaviors and a lack of situational awareness. A basic one-size-fits-all template that is applied to every situation, regardless of its suitability, which increases the risk of them being a hindrance rather than a help to the player. Probably the best example in City of Heroes of NPC AI that was really not what it should have been was the NPC ally Fusionette. Oh, we loved her. Who had a basic AI package that seemed to consist of only one extremely aggressive combat reaction, which led to her charging into battle the moment she sighted enemies, no matter who they were, where they were. Actually, says where they were, but should be where they were, or how many of them there were, making her more likely to be just an annoyance rather than a positive factor in the missions than she featured in. You ain't kidding. All right. And that brings us to this week's update, number 360, that was posted Saturday, October 26th, right after midnight. Again, AI, this is again for solo missions and the AI NPCs. This week, we've been doing more work on the AI for NPC allies, looking at ways to make them more useful to the player than they were in City of Heroes, especially as helpers for solo players. One possible solution would be to make the NPC allies always mimic the player's actions in combat, and so on. But the problem with that is that it doesn't offer any tactical choices for the player, which is especially important for solo players who might have a ranged character build and want to have an NPC ally that focuses on melee combat. Alternatively, the NPCs could set up to be like the pets in COH with a variety of commands to choose from to fit the situation that the player finds themselves in, so that the player can then create their own tactics for them. Although that could conflict with our aim of wanting all the NPCs to still feel like independent entities, not just tools for the players to use like an extra set of powers. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And that's what I've got for game.
Well, I got a ship of heroes. She forgot to do the usual ending. She must have heard you.
Oh, that was from last week. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was from last week. The one, yeah, where she didn't do it. Like, hi, she didn't do it. She left it out. She might have probably just left it out. All right. So that's it for my gaming updates.
Yep, got one for ship of heroes. Ooh, here we go. Right. Get ready for a long talk. The costume creator, CCT, costume creator T, beta is beginning November 1st, noon. It started today. Okay. This is a donor event. A thank you to all the donors who helped make Ship of Heroes. Everyone who has donated $50 or more is able to test it out during the system beta and to run around in Apophysis City. The beta will last for only 1 week. Originally, we had a cutoff of October 15th for qualifying donations for the beta, but now we're adding everyone who achieved the $50 level, even if it was after the 15th.
You're breaking up.
Well,
you're breaking up.
Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
All right. Because sometimes you say that I'm breaking up, and then we hear the playback. I was doing okay. So it may be, but here we go.
Maybe it's me. Okay.
We decided to make all the travel powers available for the CCT beta. Go ahead and fly or super speed, run through the city, chat with your friends, or look at broken stuff we missed. And we're sure there must be some. Okay. They get a plus for honesty. I'll give them that one. They get a plus for honesty. find the entrance to the Beta Club. In other words, they get to do the twist, the YMCA, and what was the Funky Chicken. Explore the hospital. God damn, explore the hospital and the auction house. Enjoy yourself, and most of all, make some cool characters. Now, if you qualify, you should have completed most of the downloading and extracting of the Shippy Heroes beta materials. We sent out the download emails early to allow people with slow internet time to install the game in advance. That's two. They know there's going to be people, you know, where you download in an hour, Pogo, where I could be downloading.
Right.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
I was going to say 3 weeks. Look, I'm kidding.
Now is the season of discontent. For anyone who missed it, the instructions for downloading are here. Be safe. Uninstall any previous version of Super Heroes. Go to here. Click on the website. Roll up to the installer. Once the game is installed, you need to create a beta account to log into Super Heroes. It requires that you get a registration key, which is tied to your PayPal donation level. Considering some of the news about PayPal, if you have received the key and you think you should have, check your email spam folder. Okay, they're smart. They know it can drop in spam. So 3+1, so-so. Once you're in the beta, we provide a list of commands to try out in the beta. Type them into the chat once you made a character and entered to the city. If you discover you need another command, please let us know in the forums. They are invite, leave group, kick, uninvite. So for groups, okay. Emotes, wave, clap, cheer, crowd cheer. That's the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
Bow, salute, twist, lay down, sit, frown, smile, neutral, which resets the smile, frown morphs, and has an emote. Example, emote cites the arts, you know. Okay.
Right.
Then the chat commands, tell, send, M, or message, party, global, say, yell, reply. Other commands, target, invert mouse, follow stick. And let's see, next up, super speed effects. Lightning is the default super speed effects. We temporarily enable the special dev tool to change between super speed particles by pressing the numpad 2 key. Press P to open the powers and drag super speed onto the power bar. Note, you can toggle walking by holding down the period key while moving. Adjustment settings. Audio can be turned down. You can select audio volume across through music and sound as well as the master volume. Vertical sync can enable the main menu via the setting button in the system setting in-game. This can help if your computer is not automatically synced and therefore tends to run hot. You find that you're having frame rate problems, you can adjust the graphs to the graphics panel on the system setting. Okay, they're telling people the usual complaint. And, you know, I look like bad anime. Just adjust the graphics. Okay, you got to give it. That's four good things for Ship of Heroes. There are two ways you can optimize performance. First is automated using the significance manager. To do that, slide the target frame rate to a higher number than 10. If the frame rate falls below this number, it will automatically lower your settings. So far, if you set this to 50 and your frame rate is below 50, it will start dropping texture quality, shadows, etc. There are some limitations to the significance manager. For example, it can't modify the screen resolution, which is one of the main causes of poor performance. Many users may want to tweak their own preference. You click on the manual tab in the graphics settings to adjust the settings of your liking. They create a new section in the forums for comments about this, the beta. It would be cool for people to tell them. For most of the beta, we limit the number of players in one instance to around 50 with a hard cap of 75. If more players show up, another instance of the city will automatically spawn for them. But we do plan to hold the Crush the Server test sometime. See, more people can get to the city at once and then try to track what happens to the frame rate. There's simply no substitute for real-world testing with dozens or hundreds of players. The beta will continue until noon, November 8th. So I'll give credit where it's due. Ship of Heroes has given out a very detailed, able to help you with the loading. The first
yes.
problems you're going to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So, where I don't know if it was listed, you know, for City of Titans when you got your little notice. It was probably, you know.
Right.
But right there, black and white, metaphorically,
yes. Yes.
there it is.
Yes.
So,
right.
I will give a thumbs up for Ship of Heroes. And now our two skeletons will be above and will not be in the sewer.
Cool. Okay. I actually do have two more updates from our two active games.
Okay.
As soon as I could find them. I actually saved them. I just got to find where I put them. I cut and paste them, so.
And I am going, and while you're doing that, I will actually give Valiant
a shot. Okay.
You go ahead and read, because I get it takes a while for me to find stuff.
Okay. Well, first off, since we're in City of Heroes, I-263-P3 is now live. I guess issue 26-P3 is now live. Our first content update, yes. Issue 26-P3 is now live. Two new story arcs have been added, and the Force of Will Power Pool is now available. You have to go check the full patch notes on our forum. Also, the weekly strike targets. Red Side is... the Saga of Fathom, Justin Augustine for levels 44 through 50. And Red Side would be the Temple of the Waters, Operative Renault, level 25 to 30. That's the Red Side one. Temple of the Waters, Operative Renault. Level 25, 30. The Blue Side. The Saga of Fadim. Justin Augustine. Level 44 to 50. I think I have that right, correct? So now, I have to go check out the forums. Shall we?
Go ahead.
All right, now I got to find the forums. Would they be under announcements? Patch notes, right? Patch notes. Oh, okay. And just for those people, the Halloween event has ended. I missed it. If you have leftover Halloween Savage, you could still trade it in now with the Halloween vendors. Anna in Croatoa, Granny Beldum in Nerva, Acantha in Imperial City. Okay. Oh, they fixed some bugs, though. They fixed a bug with 3D resolution option, sometimes showing incorrect values in the options menu when in borderless windowed mode. Closing the options window on the login screen will no longer result in various options being reset on the first character you log into. And they said maybe fix the issue with the D-pad on PS4 controllers.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Not our fault. Okay, now I got to find all this other stuff. I wish I knew when the dates were for these patches and for these other things. Uh, I hate this. All right. I'm still looking. All right, guys. I am still looking for it. Would it be the 23rd? I have a feeling it's going to be the 1st, the October 1st notes. All right. I looked on the 23rd. I got a feeling it's going to be the 1st because that has a lot of responses to it. Yes. Here we go. Issue 26, page 3. All right. The first two story arcs for issue 26 are here. Both. Didn't we go through this? You went through this.
Yeah.
By Holy Mittens? You read,
yep.
but did you read the actual story arc?
Yeah. Yeah. They just haven't updated. Okay, so ball drop.
Well, wait. New story arc. Wait. New story arc. Shauna Braun, characters of the vigilante alignment between security level 25 and 29, can find Shauna Braun in Independence Port. Did you get the details of it? Near the Southern Police Station or using the contact finder?
Couldn't tell you.
All right. Shauna Braun is a young programmer from Paragon City. She was raised by her father in a tiny apartment in between Kings Row and Independence Port. Shauna moved out when she went to college, but her father, having sacrificed so much to give his daughter good education, continued to live there until it burned down a year ago. The PPD closed the case, citing an accident as the cause of the fire. But Shauna doesn't buy the explanation. She wants to uncover the truth behind her father's death and bring the perpetrators to justice. The arc has two different endings, with a badge for each. The badge art was created by Atlog. Another story arc by Bobby Curtin. I'm sorry, new story arc, Bobby Curtin. I'm sorry. Characters of the Rogue Alignment between security levels 25 and 29 can find Bobby Curtin in Crimson Cove in front of the White Elephant Building or using the contact finder. Bobby Curtin is a bouncer at the White Elephant in Crimson Cove, a private establishment which prides itself on being neutral ground between the many warring factions in Nerva. Bobby is known by frequent patrons for being willing to step in and break up fights between anyone, be they Longbow, Arachnus, or mortal manifestations of an ancient god. The arc introduces true branching missions to City of Heroes. Depending on your choices, you will be presented with a couple of entirely different missions, leading to several possible endings. There is only one badge for the arc, with arc created by Atlog. The Ricky Mothership Raid. The Ricky Mothership Raid can now be started from the LFGQ. Characters must be level 35 and have the Member of the Vanguard badge to join the raid in this way. If the league is not locked, a minimum of 16 players
that I read,
is required.
Yeah, that part I remember.
Okay,
reading.
That one you were. Okay. Did you read the new Origin Power Pool Force of Will?
Yep. Yes, I did.
Well, fine. Zones. The abandoned sewers have received a minor atmospheric tweak. There are two skeletons sitting down there. If you click on them, a message appears. They tried. Oh, okay. No.
I sooner or later, someone's going to tell the devs of one of these games, put two skeletons in the sewers. One has to have a letter P, the other one a target.
Yeah.
Or
I'm
crosshairs.
I'm just seeing if they're paying attention. What? Wait a minute. That sounds familiar. What? Okay. Wait, there was something else. Okay. Onward to Champions Online. I know we didn't talk about this yet, but the Blood Moon sets. The fourth and final week of the Blood Moon is here. Four new items have entered the event store. I checked these out on test server myself. The Skull Mask, Shoulders, and Knees, and the Mummy Head. Will you unlock them all before the darkness falls across the land? It's your final chance. Also this week, Cacophonies returns, and you can get a good look at the rewards. I do know for the coins, the Arrakis coins. The mummy head is 400 coins, and the other three items are 300 coins each. The skull mask, it looks like it's a Halloween mask. It's a metal, or it's like a metallic skull mask that fits on your face. The shoulders look like two skulls that sit on your shoulders. And the knee things, they look like skull knee pads.
Couldn't tell you.
There's a three.
All right.
Hang on. They look like, so for all four pieces, they would be 1,300 points each. There you go, Matt. I'll share that link with you.
All right.
There you go. You can check that out.
Okay.
that's it for those. And now, if you have do you have any other game links? Because I got reports.
There we go. Valiant.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I read the Massively Overpowered article.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one that is kind of frustrated with the lack of information, because Massively OP is going like, you keep saying to check out their blogs and forums and all that, and they don't say it in the words, but basically the reaction is, you don't really say anything.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what we discussed this the other night, Monday night, but since this is the official time slot, I want to discuss this here. You know, a while ago we talked about this, that George R. R. Martin was working on a prequel series of Game of Thrones, and it was going to be set in the Age of Legends. We had figured out and all that, but now a report has come out this week. HBO passes on the Game of Thrones prequel series. Although Game of Thrones ended this year, it didn't seem like viewers would be saying goodbye to Westeros anytime soon. HBO greenlit a handful of spinoffs to continue exploring George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire universe, even before the main series conclusion. Unfortunately, it sounds like fans are going to have to look elsewhere for tales of dragons and royal intrigue. In a surprising turn of events, Deadline is reporting that the network has decided to pass on what would have been the first Game of Thrones prequel. Deadline notes that HBO has not confirmed the project's cancellation. However, showrunner Jane Goldman is reportedly in the process of emailing cast and crew members to share the news. And it goes without saying that this announcement is the last thing anyone was expecting, especially given Game of Thrones' popularity over the last 8 years. It's true that the last few episodes of the final season polarized longtime fans and critics. Regardless, the show's May finale became the most watched telecast in HBO's history, with 13.6 million viewers turning in. The prequel, which was never given an actual title, was set thousands of years before the flagship show. It would have focused on Westeros' Age of Heroes and even recruited some impressive star power to bring this concept to life. Naomi Watts was going to headline the series alongside the likes of Josh Whitehouse, Miranda Richardson, John Sim, and more. Production on the series pilot began this summer in Northern Ireland. Apparently, problems that arose during filming and post-production are to blame for the series' current status. It is not clear what this new development means for any other Game of Thrones offshoots in the works. Most recently, HBO ordered another series that traced the history of House Targaryen. All right, so here is George R. R. Martin's reaction to the news. Good news for Game of Thrones fans, as HBO has greenlighted a full series order for a prequel set in the world created by a prolific writer, George R. R. Martin. House of the Dragon will focus on the history of the House Targaryen, even though the new series will take place years before the events we saw in HBO's record-breaking show. George Martin himself was really pleased by the news, and he praised the showrunners Miguel Sapochnik and Ryan Condal on his blog. Miguel's name will be well-known to every Game of Thrones fan, one of the hottest directors in television today. He directed 5 episodes for Game of Thrones and won an Emmy and a DGA award for his work on Battle of the Bastards. There's no one better. Ryan Condal is new to Westeros, but not to me. He's a terrific writer and a fan of my books since well before we met. Working with Ryan on the development of House of the Dragon has been a dream. Then Martin promised not to work on any scripts for the upcoming HBO fantasy series until he finished the next installment in the song in the A Song of Ice and Fire saga. But let me make this perfectly clear. I am not taking on any scripts until I have finished and delivered Winds of Winter, Martin stated. Winter is still coming, and Winds remains my priority, as much as I'd love to write an episode of House. The author also confessed his disappointment in hearing that HBO scrapped the project for the Game of Thrones show from writer Jane Goldman. Jane Goldman is a terrific screenwriter, and I enjoyed brainstorming with her, Martin wrote. I do not know why HBO decided not to go to series on this one, but I do not think it had to do with House of the Dragon. This was never an either-or situation. If television has room enough for multiple CSI and Chicago shows, well, Westeros and Essos are a lot bigger, with thousands of years of history and enough tales and legends and characters for a dozen shows. Okay. So there you go. So we're not getting the Age of Legends or the Age of Heroes, but we're getting the series based off the book that's based on 300 years history of the Targaryens.
Okay.
So now, check this out. New details emerge about Benioff and Weiss's Star Wars plans. Remember the two jerks who ruined the ending of Game of Thrones so they could go work on Star Wars? Well, yeah, let's see what these morons are doing. On Monday, word broke that David Benioff and D.B. Weiss were stepping away from the Star Wars trilogy that Lucasfilm hired them to develop almost 2 years ago. The news was met with a somewhat harsh reaction from fans, some of whom still haven't forgiven Benioff and Weiss for the polarizing final season of Game of Thrones. But even those fans must be a little bit curious about what the duo Star Wars films would have entailed. Now, we have some new insight into what the writers were planning. A new report from Variety reveals that Benioff and Weiss were going to trace the history of the Jedi. They specifically wanted to explore how the Jedi Order came into existence in a story that would exist apart from the Skywalker saga. Sadly, the report makes no mention of whether this would include any further references to midichlorians. I hope not. Over time, Benioff and Weiss's vision for their trilogy began to diverge from that of Lucasfilm execs, including Kathleen Kennedy. Benioff and Weiss also have a $250 million pact with Netflix. Apparently, Netflix didn't want to wait for them to finish their Star Wars work before creating new content for them. With this, Lucasfilm began taking meetings with other writers, and Benioff and Weiss eventually jumped ship. I'll make a comment after I'm done reading this. This obviously isn't the first time that one or more creators have left the Star Wars project over creative differences. Lucasfilm has previously seen Josh Trank, Colin Trevorrow, and Phil Lord and Chris Miller come and go from various movies. Usually, veteran filmmakers get some degree of creative freedom when they sign on for a movie. However, it seems like Lucasfilm's general expectation is ultimately for people to stick to the company line. Okay. So, these two guys, if I'm a major company, I would never hire them again. They jumped ship with Game of Thrones, ruined the ending. They jumped ship with Star Wars. It's like they're just going to the highest bidder. That's all they're doing. That's it. And if you notice, the only good projects they've had so far are the Game of Thrones series when they've had the books to work with. When they had to go off no material, the shows they work on kind of sucked. Seriously, the quality of the shows took a downward spiral once they didn't have the books to fall back on. So, okay, this is from Thursday. More Game of Thrones news. Of course, HBO greenlights the Game of Thrones prequel series, House of the Dragon. So earlier Thursday, word broke that HBO canceled its first attempt to create a Game of Thrones prequel spinoffs, despite filming the pilot episode over the summer. However, the network isn't leaving Westeros behind anytime soon. Via The Hollywood Reporter, HBO has given a rare straight-to-series order for House of the Dragon, a new Game of Thrones prequel set 300 years before the original series. As we said, George R. R. Martin and Ryan Condal co-created House of the Dragon, which will focus on House Targaryen. Condal, a veteran of USA's sci-fi series Colony, will write the 10-episode first season. THR also notes that this is not the same prequel that Martin co-created with Brian Cogman. Instead, this is based on Martin's book, Fire and Blood, which chronicled the rise and the downfall of the Targaryens. Miguel Sapochnik will direct the pilot and additional episodes of the series. Sapochnik and Condal will also be the co-showrunners of the prequel. Casey Boyes, HBO's programming president, shared his enthusiasm for the project in a brief statement. The Game of Thrones universe is so rich with stories. We look forward to exploring the origins of House Targaryen and the earlier days of Westeros, along with Miguel, Ryan, and George. But yet you canceled the other series. Yes, they did. Okay. We have more news from the Batman movie coming out. Back in September, reports indicated that Westworld star Jeffrey Wright was circling the role of Commissioner James Gordon in The Batman. Via his Twitter account, the Batman director, Matt Reeves, offered a very brief message to acknowledge that this is true and Wright's upcoming role. Wright is best known for his role in Westworld and also for playing CIA agent Felix Leiter in three James Bond films. However, Wright also co-starred in HBO's Boardwalk Empire, and he had a featured role in the Hunger Games movies. Wright's genre role include the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, The Venture Brothers, Lady in the Water, and The Invasion. Marvel Studios also cast Wright as the voice of the Watcher in What If, the upcoming animated series on Disney Plus. Within the DC Universe, Commissioner Gordon is one of Batman's most loyal allies in Gotham City. Gary Oldman portrayed Gordon in the Dark Knight trilogy, while J.K. Simmons also stepped into the role for Justice League. Ben McKenzie portrayed a much younger James Gordon for 5 seasons on Gotham. Other previous cinematic James Gordons include Neil Hamilton and Pat Hinkle. Robert Pattinson is headlining the Batman as Bruce Wayne's Vice Batman. Zoe Kravitz will also star in the film as Selina Kyle, a.k.a. Catwoman. Additionally, Paul Dano has been cast as the Riddler. Jonah Hill was approached for a leading role as a villain. However, he ultimately walked away from the film. And the Batman will hit theaters on June 25th, 2021.
Ooh, I have something very good.
Okay, get this one.
All right.
What's the category?
Blade Runner, if you remember the movie, was set in November 2019. What parts of the movie did Blade Runner get right back in 1981?
Yeah, I do. You remember that. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
All right. I'm just waiting for the screen to get rid of the pop-up. Thank you. All right, here we go. Now, while Los Angeles fights fires for real this week, the City of Angels saw constant rain and smog covering the skies. All right, so we're 1-1.
Nope.
The film also saw robots called replicants, who are indistinguishable. Yep. There's no
I'll keep track of this
there. Okay. Well, you may not be there with AI, but robotics continue to advance with facial and vocal reconstruction getting better and better. The world of Blade Runner may be mobile phone free, but it did predict technology's ever increasing presence in our lives and mankind's reliance on it. All right. So no on the mobile phone free tech. Okay. Even without iPhones, the dystopia saw Harrison Ford, Deckard and company talking into devices just as we use Siri today.
Wait. Back up. Wait. Back up. You broke up there for me.
All right.
What was that? Dystopia... Back up. You broke up on me there.
I know. I'm trying to say it. Dystopia saw Harrison Ford, Steckard, and company talking into devices just as we use Siri today.
Man.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. And since no one's in chat, we can't tell if it's working or not. Wiggle the wire.
Hello? Wait. Mad. I couldn't hear a word you just said. You disappeared. You just disappeared. When you said that, every time you say the word dystopia, you disappear from the call.
All right. Saw Harrison Ford, Deckard and company talking into devices just as we use Siri today. Did you hear that?
Okay.
Yeah. I just
won't say that word. Three. Yes. Okay. So 3 and 3. Okay.
Just 2 years ago, the official sequel, Blade Runner 2049, was released. Set in the same world. The version was described as one without mobile phones. Okay, so plus on the technology, minus on the environment. So Bill Gates is happy.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore is not.
Right. Well, I had 3 to 4 before the plus and the minus, so I had 3 positives, 4 negatives. So
Back to the Future still negative? Ranks. Back to the Future still ranks the best. 50-50 right there.
All right. So I got 5 negatives and 4 positives.
Mm-hmm.
If you said 1 and 1. All right.
Right.
Okay.
So Blade Runner. Pretty good, not as good as Back to the Future.
No. In terms of that.
Yeah.
I still love Blade Runner as a movie. I still love Blade Runner as a movie, but.
Mm-hmm. And somewhere in now Florida, I have to say that because of today's news. Trump is going,
right.
See, I'm right, Al Gore's wrong. For those who don't know, Trump moved out of New York. He is now an official Floridian.
Oh, wait, can I do something?
Okay.
Can I do something?
Go ahead.
That was all. I'm sorry. Something. Okay, that's all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's why he's going like, why are you saying Florida?
Wait a minute. You know what we're having it for the show tonight?
What's that?
A little bit of the bubbly.
The reason, taxes.
Yeah, that's not what we're having it, but okay. Oh, it writes itself.
Pogoman's going to hay, whatever itself. Floats your boat. You want to say taxes? Go ahead.
Sure. Sure.
But, yeah, Blade Runner, pretty good in the predictions, but Back to the Future still leads.
Sure.
Which reminds me, I spoke about this. In Marvel Comics, next year, they are all centering on one character from way back in the 60s and 70s. Stark, Iron Man 2020. So there's going to be variant comics covers of the heroes in 2020 style.
Cool. Now, I have something to announce.
Okay.
Disney and Sony, since they've come together over Spider-Man, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They are now blaming the media for escalating the Spider-Man's MCU divorce. For a few weeks, if you remember, Spider-Man was out of the MCU last summer. How could we forget? Disney and Sony couldn't come to terms after Spider-Man Far From Home's blockbuster success. However, the studios eventually reconciled and signed a new deal to finish the current Spider-Man trilogy and put Peter Parker in at least one more MCU film. Recently, Disney CCO Alan Horn and Sony Pictures chairman Tom Rothman appeared together for the Hollywood Reporter's executive roundtable. Naturally, THR couldn't resist asking what allowed them to strike a new custody sharing agreement for Spider-Man. The fan base, which is important to all of us, seemed to really respond to what Tom and his folks have done before with our people, noted Horn. They liked the fact that the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Kevin Feige were involved in the two Spider-Man films. We heard feedback out there and suggested that joining forces once again was probably really a good idea. However, Rothman shared his belief that the news coverage affected the two studios' ability to make a deal. The only thing I would say is that news cycles and the rhythm of negotiations do not necessarily overlap, said Rothman. And this is, in the words of Shakespeare, a consummation devoutly to be wished. We would have gotten there, and the news got ahead of some things. Horn added that he agrees with Rothman's assessment, but they seem to overlook the fact that the pressure from the fan base to keep Spidey in the MCU wouldn't have happened without the media coverage. Tom Holland, the MCU Spider-Man, also played a large role in bringing the two sides back together. Regardless of the studio bickering, Rothman called the new deal a classic win-win-win. A win for Sony, a win for Disney, a win for the fans. And don't forget, Spider-Man's next MCU movie will hit theaters on July 16th, 2021. Okay. Now, DC Universe tells its fans not to worry about HBO Max, because over the last year, DC Universe has attracted subscribers thanks to its selection of comics, classic films, and TV shows, and new original scripted series like Titans and Doom Patrol. But DC's parent company, WarnerMedia, is launching HBO Max next May. 90 seconds. However, DC Universe is assuring fans that this won't leave the fledgling streaming service in the dust. After WarnerMedia announced HBO Max's release date, DC Universe reps shared a statement. Anyway, here's the deal. Shows that are on DC Universe are going to stay on DC Universe as well as HBO Max. Don't worry about it. Nothing to freak out about. Everything's good. That's all. Okay, really quickly, I'd like to thank all our listeners. You guys rock. I hope you had a happy Halloween. Enjoy your Dia de los Muertos or Day of the Dead Festival. It goes on until Sunday. Go read those comic books, watch those TV shows, superhero TV shows, and superhero movies. Thank you to Mad Viking for co-hosting. And without you guys, me and Mad Viking would just be sitting here talking to ourselves for 90 minutes about things we'd be talking about anyway. And I got kicked out of City of Heroes. You thought I logged out. I didn't realize it.
Yep. All right, fall back.
All right, man. Fall back Sunday night. Do you have anything you'd like to say in closing, sir, before we go off the air quickly?
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Okay, now continue, sir. We're going to go back to work. We got 10 seconds. I'm trying to get back in game really quick so I can say goodbye. Go ahead. Anything else you'd like to say?
We'll be a short one for the after party.
Yes. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour for those people who do, because I know some states don't do it. You fall back Sunday night, 2 a.m. I hope you had a safe Halloween. Don't worry about this trick-or-treat day. I think it's rubbish. But we'll find out what happens next year. You know what? The one thing we don't have to worry about next year, because it's Saturday anyway. Enjoy your gaming this weekend, everybody. Have fun. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. I don't know why I said that. It was just rolling up the tongue. It was just there. I don't know. It was just there.
The only thing that I had left was the next movie, according to the same article, to look for would be Doom, as in The Rock. Because it's set in 2026.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm back in game, and I don't know where. Okay, so here we are. Here we are. So
I'm thinking possibly the fact that both of us ranted like crazy was probably the reason why we didn't get a whole lot of listeners.
Ranted like crazy about what?
About Blog Talk. I said, that's it. We're done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would have told them during the week we would have had something else set up. So.
Yeah. All right. So
yeah, I would have announced, hey, we're going to go here.
So
I'm
working
on Twitch
with
TV. I'm working with it. I'm almost done with it. I just got to find out if there's a way I could do it without them seeing me or us, or you know what I mean?
Well, simple. You just focus it on the screen and...
Okay, I just got to work on that. Yeah, I switched the name of my Twitch to Paragon Radio, so we could do that. So, But I want to know, is there a way that I could focus it where I could just put it? But I don't want them seeing the screen when I go to look at his news story.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But they can see what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that I can't get.
You know what
an
I mean?
Answer.
Like, is there a way I could just have it, like, go to this preset, like just go to this preset screen, not see what I'm looking at on my screen?
I would say use the cell phone as information for that.
Oh, we'll just read off it from there. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, but then I like to have all my stories set up ahead of time.
That's an idea.
I know.
Looks like quiet night, so we may as well...
All right, I guess we call it night. I'm going to go to bed early.
And to Keith Cisco's fancy seeing you two here. It's going like, we're doing our. We just finished our show.
Where is he?
I just got to tell.
Oh. I told him when he got better I wanted him to call into the show. Hold on. Hold on, let me need to ask him. Let me text him.
He's right next to me.
I am. I'm chatting. Yeah, I'm texting. I just asked him. Maybe next week he could join us on air and discuss some things. Okay, so they can join us next week.
Okay.
Damn it. Oh, he's still in the dark. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I say we end the recording
okay.
part.
Yes. All right, guys. I'm talking to Keith here, so we'll just talk to him next week. He'll be our guest next week on air for those listening to the after party. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget daylight savings. Have a great weekend. Don't eat too much candy. You kids out there are still eating candy. True. Hopefully you got a lot of candy. You're still eating it. Don't eat too much. You don't want to get a sugar rush, or you don't want to get diabetes or any health-related issues from eating that much candy. Make sure you have your parents check it out, but don't let them take all the good stuff from you. Give them a little bit, not too much. You know, you want to bribe your parents. Have a good one, folks. We'll see you next week for another live episode of Paragon Radio. This is me signing off in Mad Viking. Say goodnight, Mad Viking.
Say goodnight, Mad Viking.
You were supposed to say goodnight, Mad Viking. Never mind. See you next week, everybody. See you next time. And good night. Signing off from Paragon City and Paragon Radio. Anyway, good night. We're out of here. Bye-bye.